The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. As always, we begin with our impact segments. 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Monday, at this exact time, I have a very special announcement. As a matter of fact, it's a very huge announcement. So please join me Monday at 3. And today, I have an announcement of another type in a moment. We're going to share some audio of something that transpired yesterday. Now, in the years I've been doing this program, one of the ongoing questions that I have in my mind is, if God calls you to do something that is outside of your comfort zone or something that is familiar to you, whether it's a huge or a small request, are we ones that say, I'm all in? I'm all in. Without any hesitation at all. What does it mean to be a hero? The Bible says, no greater love hath he than to lay down his life for a friend. There are moments in our lives where there is an undeniable reality that we are confronted with, and I would suspect we at times look at others, well, they'll pick up the mantle and they'll go. Now, I don't want to be overly dramatic here. I want to share that's something that I think a lot about. Like, what is God calling me to do in this season? And would I be one that would respond accordingly? Every day on this program, I look to my right, and there's a man in an air studio down the hall. His name is Larry Elder. Many of you know him. He's a national talk show host for the Salem Media Group, the Salem Radio Network. He's been in radio for decades. He had his own television program in, I think, the 90s. And he is a, how should we say this? He's a conservative radio host that has quite a following, quite a large audience. He's also, in this day and age, we say these type of things, even though I kind of wince when I say this, because I was kind of raised under the leadership indirectly of, say, Martin Luther King, when he talked about judging someone by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But we live in such times, right? Racism is a hot button issue. And there are a lot of entities that have answers, allegedly. We have a government right now that is all about telling us as private citizens not only how we're to live our lives, but they know the right way for us to live our lives. In the state of California, we have seen unbelievable developments over the last year plus with the onset of the pandemic and the way in which Governor Newsom led, or the lack thereof, did what he has done in many ways. So about 3 months ago, Larry's a good friend. He comes in from time to time, and we talk off air, and we talk about what troubles us. And I know the way in which the state has been run has really bothered Larry, but he's never run for public office. By the way, phone lines are open, 888-528-2557. And so recently, I guess we're okay with naming names. I know that Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, has been very vocal about his prayer that Larry would run for governor, if indeed we did have a recall. Dennis Prager has also been very vocal about that. And so a few weeks ago, I began to hear rumors that Larry was going to run for governor. And I would ask him in the hallway, and he would just kind of look at me and smile. He said, I haven't made my mind up, but I'm strongly considering it. Now, I want to be careful here to not share private exchanges that we've had. But yesterday, to his listening audience, Larry made this announcement.
I told my mom I felt I had been ripped off. I felt I could have been as good as these kids if I had had the same level of education, same level of demand. And she said, I'm sure you could have, and I'm sure you would have. But Larry, your father and I did not have the money to put you in a better school. And my mom started crying. And she said, maybe someday, Larry, you can grow up and do something about it. Well, that someday is here. We have rising crime, ridiculous laws that allow a person to steal up to $950 a day without being a felon, without fearing going to jail. We have an attack on the police, causing the police to pull back. We have incredible homelessness here in California. It is estimated that maybe one quarter of all the homeless population in America is here in California. And why not? We're not dealing with the underlying problem. We're throwing money after money after money, building homes, and attracting other people who get free homes without dealing with the underlying problem. Some of these people are schizophrenic, who are danger of them, to themselves and others. They need to be literally picked off the streets and held. Others need to be treated. And then when they are treated and become self-sufficient, where are they going to go? We have no cheap apartments, no low-cost housing, all because of these environmental regulations that discourage builders and developers from supplying more homes. And maybe, just maybe, I can do something about that. So I am hereby announcing that I am running for governor of California in this recall election to be held on September 14th.
He is going to run for governor of California. Now, we've got a recall situation here on September 14th. Two things are going to transpire. Number one, we will ask if we want the governor, current governor, Gavin Newsom, to be recalled. If the answer is yes, then my understanding is then you can vote for who you would like to see replace him. Now, I'll tell you something that's very interesting, and I'm not going to say anything other than the truth of things. I have Googled Larry Elder for governor website, and it is not letting me go to the website. Do we know what his website is? Electelder.com? That's interesting. So the website is electelder.com. So electelder.com. Are we sure of that? That's the website? Perfectly. So here's something you may or may not know. Governor Newsom has unlimited amount of money that he can raise and use. For those that have jumped into the recall, they can only take a maximum gift of, I think it's $34,200. By the way, I'd love to just have a conversation with a few of you about this. I've been inundated with emails. Hey, my Uncle Jim is running. Or so-and-so. And I don't mean to be insensitive or disrespectful. I praise Uncle Jim for throwing his hat in the ring. But the reality is, for me, this is a David and Goliath situation. And Larry knows it's a long shot. But why would he leave his radio program and everything he's familiar with and jumped into this situation politically here in our state? I'm not going to speak for him. I'm not going to romanticize about this or somehow make him into heroic status. But here's a guy that's concerned about the state. Larry's 69. He's not necessarily a young dude. But he told me yesterday as he left the hallways for the last time, he's not here now. He can't do a program. He said, I will do everything I can to run the race strongly. He's going to need money. He's going to need prayer. He's going to need support. And so I'm just interested, the idea of our governor being recalled. This is only the second time this has happened. And yet, do you have thoughts about this? 888-528-2557. If you live in the state of California, if you've lived here over the last year, if you've seen, again, the leadership or lack thereof, or maybe you think that Governor Newsom has been a good leader. We had a call the other day on the program. Guy said, I'm not quite sure why you're upset, why you want a recall. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we all have different ways of looking at things. French Laundry showing up there, lying about that. I'll tell you one of the things that Larry told me, and this is not private information, but he said one of his concerns, like when you run for public office, my best friend Mark Little ran for mayor of Inglewood. And he told me the same thing Larry told me yesterday. When you throw your hat in the ring for political office, man, everything is on. They try to dig up all sorts of dirt on you from the past, things you've done. And Larry said he was concerned. His first thought was, well, do I have dirt from my past? He goes, everybody's got dirt from their past. And then he said, but you know what this governor did to his previous marriage? And I don't mean to make it sound funny, but Larry basically said, I've not done anything that bad. So he jumped in. And I admire him for doing this. Are you concerned about our state of California? Have you even voted before? We've just been through a year where statistically, Larry can run it down if we had the whole audio from yesterday, but the idea of how many businesses have been shut down, I mean, school systems, we're in a mess. We're in a mess nationwide. A new report says inflation is at an all-time, in the last 13 years, an all-time high in 13 years. Is this just something that happened out of the blue? Just some mysterious coincidence? Or does it have to do with leadership or the lack of leadership? Now, let me be just upfront and honest and direct. I think this is a huge story. Not just Larry running for governor, but a whole situation in California. Here's my concern slash fear. The board is quiet. And I don't think this is the reality of it, but there's a large part of me that thinks, is this the perfect example of how we as the body of Christ were not politically involved, we're not politically literate? Like, I'm Christian. I'm not to be involved in politics. My pastor doesn't preach on politics. The Bible doesn't necessarily specifically talk about politics. So as a Christian, why would I get involved in the state of California or the running of governor? I don't know. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about my friend Larry Elder threw his hat on the ring yesterday for governor of California. And I'm praying for this run because it is literally a David and Goliath to me. Larry knows the odds are against him. But he told me yesterday, I've got to do something. And to have that kind of an attitude. Beat sitting on the sidelines and griping and playing the victim. And we as Christians, aren't we not assured by the blood of Christ to live our lives fully, to get involved in righting wrongs? I look at the pandemic and what we've been through over the last year, and I just saw a statistic the other day, 25% of people that regularly attended church aren't in a hurry to go back. Church has been out for, what, a year and a half now, and you're not in a hurry to go back to church? But the way in which the state is run, I would hope and pray on some level, you have some say in this. I can share my outrage. That's me. That may not be you. One last thought, we'll take some calls. It was around 2016 that I began to share my thoughts politically on this program. I kind of subscribed to the idea, well, I'm a Christian radio host. We don't really talk about politics. It wasn't my strong suit. I wasn't politically involved, all of that. But the summer of 2016, when I saw what was going on in the country, and 18, I believe, ran for the GOP leadership. Hillary Clinton was pretty much a shoo-in to be the Democrat lead. And I watched what transpired, and I just started to talk a little bit about that. And I was warned, be careful, don't talk politics. And so I kind of backed off. And then we saw what we saw, that of all people, Donald Trump gets elected as president of the United States, beat 17 other GOP frontrunners. And then for the last 4 years, forget the political conversation. I saw spiritual warfare manifest like I've never seen in my life. Division with maladies at the forefront. Racism would be one of the big ones. Social injustice. On and on and on. People that profess faith in Christ getting involved in such things like somehow the answer is in man. So when I would talk about the realities politically, God created government for very few things, to serve justice, maybe even first and foremost. But I began to talk about such things on the program, and I've gotten a lot of shots for it. And all I can tell you is to God be the glory. If you think we're not supposed to be involved politically, and pastors, some pastors preach this on social media, and they attack other pastors, that we're not sensitive enough to racism and Black Lives Matter, or that previous president was just an outrage, an immoral racist. And I'm thinking, and you're in the pulpit? But the bottom line is, we live in California. Our state is changing, not for the better. Larry Elder has thrown his name in, and this is a six-week run to the finish line. Do you have any thoughts, not only about Larry declaring, or just the whole state of California and Governor Gavin Newsom? This would be the time to call. We have one line open, 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. Ernest in Anaheim. Ernest, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
I assume, well, they totally keep it brief. I just hope Larry wins, but you better know what he's getting into, Mr. Sontag. This is a bare-knuckle fight, and they will attack his parents. They will come after him in every way possible. I'm definitely going to be saying prayers for Mr. Lawrence Elder, because they're going to be coming after him with everything they have. You can bet on that, Mr. Frank.
Well, I will say this. Does he know what he's getting into? I don't think Larry made this decision casually. I think he spent a lot of time in counsel with others and thinking about it, and I also hope praying about it. I told him yesterday on the way out when he hugged me, and I said, I'll be praying for you, brother. We've got this. We've talked about the Lord off the air. I had a pastor who will go unnamed visit Larry, and they prayed together. So I know Larry knows God. Is he a follower of Christ? That's between him and God. But here's the point. I don't think he's one to enter something like the running for the governor of California without really weighing out all the possibilities of what may transpire. Now, once he's in, Are there things that are going to occur he didn't anticipate? Maybe. Politics is dirty. But I think if ever there's a man that I know personally that is not only equipped to run this state and knows what he's getting into, it would be Larry Elder. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here. Janice in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, I just want to say I'm totally into Larry Elder. I've been following him for years. I think he'd be a great governor, and I'm just I don't have a lot of friends, but the friends that I know are Christians. We are into what politics and what's going on in the world. You know, and each individual, we can only do so much, but collectively we can pray and we can do something. And my hope is for California. My hope is for California. And I just want to say I've been following you, and if you ever went up here, who would I listen to? The voice of reason, you know, in L.A. So go. Thank you.
Janice, thank you for the call. Not the greatest connection, but thank you for your support with Larry and kind words about this program. Randy in Lake Forest. Randy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Good, very good, very good. Your first call, I think, said that he hopes that Larry knows what he's getting into. You don't grow up on the streets of South Central without a watch, which is what it was called when when we grew up. He's 69, I'm 68. You don't grow up on those mean streets without knowing what you're getting into a street fight. So he'll be able to, he'll acquit himself well there. I've known Larry since his debut here in Los Angeles. As you know, I'm a talk radio listener, been to his shows as I've been to yours and been to Dennis's. I'm in prayer for him, been in prayer for him, will continue in prayer for him. I hope he knocks it out of the ballpark.
Randy, thank you for the call. I share everything you shared in complete agreement. And also, we do need to pray for Larry. We do need to pray for Larry. That's one of the single most things we can do to support him is to pray for him, first and foremost. And number two, I'm not here to shill for dollars, but he needs help financially. Go to his website. Whatever you can give, give. Governor Newsom has unlimited amounts of funds at his access. Not the same for those that are running in the recall election. Jeff and Marina Del Rey, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to pray for him, but I'm also going to vote for him. And he's pretty savvy. I don't think that he's got any problems in going bare knuckles with these guys. He's going to need to. And he is wise, and I think that he's going to have a large impact, and I think he's going to have a great following.
Well, I hope that everything you say is indeed the truth. The one thing that I do know is the idea that, how do I say this? The idea that Larry is going to learn some things in the next 6 weeks he may not be anticipating. But I'm excited to watch and see what happens. And we need to support him, above all, in prayer. Thank you for the call. We've got one open line. In fact, there's five other people that want to make mention. So we'll do this for one more segment. Larry Elder announced his candidacy for governor yesterday. We're taking your phone calls. 888-528-2557. Wondering your thoughts and the idea of him getting into a fight of things. If you listen to Larry's show at all, whether you agree or disagree, this man factually knows things. And here's one of the refreshing parts of this campaign. This I know, because Larry and I talked about it the other day. Politicians seem to know a little bit about everything. You know, they're asked a question and they just kind of pontificate. And you wonder, what did they just say? Larry said, I forget, somebody here at the station asked him a question. He goes, I have no idea. And he said, I'm not going to say anything other than the truth. Why would I say anything about something I know nothing about? He said, so if I'm asked at a press conference or something about an area I don't know, Larry said, I'm going to say, I don't know, and I'm going to find out. How refreshing is that? I think part of the problem is we've let politicians run things too long, by which not only do they not know what they're doing, they're not qualified to do what they're doing. And so we will see. 888-528-2557. We have a line open. Your thoughts on Larry Elder running for governor here in California and the whole state of the state. We'll take one more round of calls next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. In case you missed the announcement yesterday, Larry Elder has announced that he is running for governor of California in the impending recall on September the 14th. We're taking your calls, asking your thoughts, 888-528-2557. For those that say I may be too critical of our current governor, here's a reason by which maybe I can be called on the carpet. He did launch a $116 million giveaway campaign for vaccinated Californians, right? Cash prizes, spin the lottery wheel if you take the experimental drug. Gavin Newsom has led his way in that. Some say this is a wonderful thing. To me, that was the last straw. That's so embarrassing. It's like he's spinning the wheel on the lottery. He's a carnival barker. We need a change. Is Larry the guy? Well, we'll see. William in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to say briefly that I'm aware of Larry Elder. I've followed him for quite a while. I would say what I like about Larry most is his conservative values. He is acting, in fact, from his own community, he's taken a lot of flack and heat over the years, but he really calls it as it is. So I'm surprised. We're glad to see him running. One thing that I'm concerned about, and I would just say to all the listeners that if we really want a person that knows what they're doing, he's got great name recognition. That's not the only thing in the world, but it's very important. And he's really going to need people to get behind him and support him. That's going to be the biggest thing that's going to get him over the top because, as we know, Newsom has tons of money, but I don't think there's a better candidate that is well-rounded for all Americans, and that's what he's preached from the beginning. And he's a no-excuse person, so I'm glad to see him there, and I'll be praying for him as well because it's going to take that along with financial support, though.
William, thank you for your call. Thank you for your words and your prayers. I got a sarcastic email over the last night till today, knowing that I've had Larry on the program a few times. I always speak about him. Fridays, he does his trivia. He's a lot of fun to be around. What is to be gained by doing this? I'm not here to speak for Larry. I want to use this analogy. He has a national talk show, a huge platform. I know he loves what he does. He's given all of that up to run for governor, kind of an unknown tangible. And I think that needs to be acknowledged and to be applauded. I think Larry, on some level, believes the state's in a mess and he'll do whatever he can to right the ship. And so it's got to be scary in some ways. But I thank God for men like Larry Elder to be able to do that and to take that leap of faith. 888-528-2557. We'll take a few more calls. Brian in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
God bless you, Brother Frank.
Thank you, Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm the CEO of SpaceboxTV.com. And wonderful, wonderful. I would like to help you I would like to help Brother Elder win the election. I believe we have to take back this city in Jesus' name. And I own a phone company where I can get cell phone numbers of everyone in California, and he could send them a text message and say, vote for me, and tell the people about the benefits. That's what SpaceboxTV.com does. I was the first minority phone company in America, and I can help him win.
Well, here's my suggestion. The website is electelder.com. I'm sure there's a way that you can convey that information. Contact his campaign. Those that are around him obviously can get him that info. And also, they need funds. I'm not soliciting. I'm just saying the realities are that Governor Newsom has access to basically to unlimited cash. Those running in the recall do not have that luxury. So Larry's website again, for you, Brian, and anyone else, electelder.com. Oh, where are we here? Jeremy in Burbank, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, first time caller, I just want to just quickly say that I think that we just really need to pray for our leadership. That's really all I have right now. I'm a first time caller, been listening to you at work for a while, I'm right on with what you're saying. So I just think you're doing a great job. I couldn't agree with you more.
Jeremy, I thank you for taking the risk and calling the program, and I do hope you call again. Thank you for calling today. Many years ago, we're talking many, many years ago, there was a late night talk show host that did the midnight show on KABC. Now, this is going way back. His name was Ray Bream. Ray was kind of a cornerstone in the overnights in LA radio for years. I was a young upstart at, of all places, KLOS and doing my own weekend show. Politically, I was on the left. I was an environmental activist, not a Christian. And for whatever reasons, one night, I think I'd done the show for a couple of years. I was confident in my ability. One night I was listening to Ray and I decided to call him and call him on a position. I don't remember what that position was. Here is my recollection. I'm cool as a cucumber. I call the program. The screener screens me, and I noticed my pulse started to go up. They put me on hold. I started getting cotton mouth. By the time I got on with Ray, I was kind of undone. So here's the point of that story. Look, if you call my program or any others, I just want to acknowledge you. For a lot of people, this isn't an easy thing to do. It's kind of scary. The truth is, we're just having a conversation. We don't put that kind of pressure on anyone. And I'm just grateful that you listen to my program and consider it. And if you do call in, whether we agree or disagree, hopefully we can have a respectful conversation. And just know that you are all welcome to call or email. One of my greatest concerns is that we live at a time where even differing views or differing opinions aren't entertained. We live in times of cancel culture, right? We don't hear any type of disagreement respectfully. And those that are the status quo and the powers that be, they're kind of calling the shots here, especially the fact that they've got big tech and the media in their pocket. We just kind of hear this one ongoing narrative. But on this program, I'm not here to say you got to agree or disagree. Just be respectful and let's talk. Ultimately, for me, this is about the Lord and his plan in our lives. But we talk about issues in the news as well from a Christian perspective. Okay, Louie in Burbank. Louie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, good afternoon. It's a pleasure speaking with you. First time caller.
Thank you.
Frank, I realize that you're talking about Larry and that he announced that he's running for governor. I have a question for you because I don't know the gentleman. What political experience does he have to at least qualify him to run for governor?
When you say political experience, what do you mean?
Okay, so for instance, Donald Trump, I had difference of opinion, but that gentleman was, he's a businessman. He wasn't a person that had some kind of politic experience. The same thing with Larry. I'm not really familiar with him. Does he have any type of city council, mayor, any type of political experience?
No, thank God, no.
That can be an advantage in a way.
That's why I'm saying thank God. I'm not saying, I think we need to run for local office. I don't misunderstand, but my thank God was, yeah. We see a lot of the ongoing career politicians and the nonsense, both from Democrats and Republicans, where they're entrenched and it's all about business as usual. Larry has none of that. He just has a heart for this place that he calls home, California. And he is also a man that can hold on to facts and understand things like nobody I've ever met.
I see. Because, I mean, do you agree with me, Frank, that the Republican Party needs to go and look back at itself and look back at the old conservative, more respectful party that it was back in the Reagan era versus today?
To be honest, I'm not literate enough to have any kind of comment on that or the Democrats. I'm not very politically savvy. I do know that I am oftentimes, when somebody just casually listens to me, they put me in a box like I'm some right-wing Republican. I'm not either of the two. But I do know the time that I was politically active, I was a registered Democrat, and I voted that way. And the party that I believed in then, I look to now. Anybody that understands maybe some of the ideals of the Democrats, because I was a Democrat for most of my life, I can't comment on necessarily Republicans, but I look at Democrats now, that party looks nothing like the party I used to be involved with.
And I agree, totally agree with you, Frank. I apologize if I interrupted you. Because when I first registered, I registered as a Democrat. But I, for some reason, even at a young age that I counted, I'm 53 years old. So back then when Ronald Reagan was president, that's when I went ahead and registered myself as a Republican, because I started getting glimpses of the what is now the Democratic, I don't know, it just seems that they're lost.
Well, let me jump in at the risk of this sounding like a political conversation only. Here's my last thought. You mentioned that when Reagan ran for office, that's when you registered Republican. I was way behind you. I used to say publicly, Reagan was the worst president that's ever held office. It wasn't until many years later that I kind of saw the light of day on that one. 888-528-2557. So to share in closing again, Larry Elder has declared his candidacy for governor. We will see what happens. September 14th is the election, tentatively the recall election. His website, he needs thoughts, prayers, he needs donations. ElectElder.com is his website. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. I guess we can finish the hour. We talked a little bit about the political process. Let me end with this. Yesterday on the program, I made mention of a congressman in Texas who there was an article about his concern about vaccine, the forcing of vaccinations, vaccine coercion, I guess you could say. His name's Chip Roy. And the article was about his father had polio. Chip Roy was very pro-vaccine, but his greater concern was this idea that we're being coerced into taking a shot of what I see as experimental drugs right now. Here's an actual audio clip of Chip Roy.
This whole issue of the vaccines hits very close to home for me. My father in 1949 was 7 years old. He was diagnosed with polio. And my grandmother was nursing my grandfather who was sick with cancer. He died that fall and then raised my dad as a single mom, nursed him to health. And he lived his whole life ravaged with polio. I'm grateful to have a vaccine for me,
yes.
Vaccine for my son, my daughter. I believe in vaccines. And
me
I'll
too.
Be damned if I'm going to allow Democrats, Democrats like you're describing, come in and start calling you an anti-vax hacker, call me an anti-vaxxer, because I dare to believe that it is our duty as Americans, our patriotic duty to make decisions for ourselves, not have Democrats looking at our text messages, not having them trying to shame the American people into taking a vaccine. Now we've got the HHS secretary, as you know, Becerra, saying, quote, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars to try and keep Americans alive during this pandemic, so it is absolutely the government's business to know who is vaccinated. It's taxpayers' business. That is what is, this is the danger we face as Americans. The forgotten right. men and women out here who are getting rolled over by the power of government, but also the oligopoly of these corporate cronies who are trying to use all of this to fatten their own wallets. Heck, Pfizer said they expect to get $15 billion out of these vaccines in their announcement in February. Our job is to stand up and say no. And I'm proud right now. One of my staffers just texted me. There's a sheriff in one of the counties I represent in Texas who just told a crowd, if any of these, you know, vaccine feds come up to your property, you kick them off and I'll be there to defend you and back you up. And we need to stand up strong for the liberties that protected us as Americans and stop all of this ridiculousness where the federal government is telling us that our children have to be masked, our small businesses have to be closed while Amazon makes another $100 billion.
And that brother can speak the truth. I always had a disdain for politics many years ago, kind of cynical. And yet there are few and far between men and women that are in positions of public office or are running for public office that I think truly love this country and have our best interests at heart. The reality is, though, they are few and far between. So when I hear someone speak with such passion and eloquence about the realities of freedom and what we see right now changing in our country, like Chip Roy, you'll bet I'll let you know who he is. All right, I've gotten 14 emails, so let me just say this one time. Monday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to make a big announcement. You can speculate, you can just email me if you want, but what I'm going to do also is I will probably Facebook Live it as well, because I've gotten 4 emails from people outside the country that say they listen to the show somehow, and they want to know what the announcement is. So if you follow me on social media and you can't somehow listen to the radio station, I mean, download our app. If you're listening in San Diego, download our K-Praise app. If you're listening here on KKLA, download the KKLA app. You can listen anywhere there's a cell signal in the world. But 3 o'clock Pacific Monday, I have a huge announcement, and you will not want to miss it. That is something I can't be more emphatic about. I've got 2 minutes. So let me pray. Father, we love you. There are many people listening right now to my voice. Some don't know who you are. Some don't want to know who you are. But I want to give you glory above all and acknowledge publicly that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for saving me from myself. Lord, I just pray that you use these airwaves to speak to your sons and daughters, maybe in a way in which they've never heard your voice or sensed that you are there. Father, forgive me. I tend to be very opinionated. I guess that kind of goes with the with what I'm called to do on this program. But I just want to be really clear. It's only about you, Jesus. And I pray with the time we have that I will speak clearly your truth, above all your voice, above all your word, and not my opinion, not my thoughts. This isn't about following me. Someone said earlier, with Larry being gone now, the listener said, Frank, we don't know what we do without you. Lord, this is about you. We don't follow any man. And I just pray that in the time we have today, you will use my voice to speak your truth to whoever listens to this radio program. Jesus, we thank you for dying on a cross so that we can forever be rectified with God, our Father. Holy Spirit, use me today to speak your truth and only your truth. And I pray this in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're listening on our sister station in San Diego on K-Praise, I love you. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. And for those of you listening on KKLA, hour number two will be next. And we look forward to seeing what the Lord has in store. This is the Frank Sontag Show.